This week on the program, Kristen, Lauren, Jody, and I talked about Tori Amos. And at some point in the conversation, Jody brought up a story involving Cyndi Lauper, which led us to thinking about crazy concert stories. And here are a few of them.
So, because I have a similar pumpkin story. And this was either 98 or 99 at the Richmond Coliseum. And it was an unusual show because usually the Richmond Coliseum did general admission for their floor seats, and they had put in temporary chairs. And as soon as anybody came out, I forget who the opening band was, but as soon as they came out, people went to stand on the chairs and security was on it. No one was allowed to stand on the chairs at all. They obviously did not want mosh pits or anything else happening. In the middle of the first song, somebody, they had been, I don't know, some merch table was selling CDs at entry, and some kid threw a CD on stage. Not the whole case, just the CD itself. Billy stopped playing and made security kick the kid out.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, throwing shit on stage is a big deal.
Yeah.
But he stopped the song and he was like, stop, everybody stop.
That's the
security
safety.
Get over here and take this kid out of here.
Yeah.
He just threw a CD that almost hit my head. And as they're pulling the kid out, he's like, hope you made your mom proud. See ya.
Nice.
Yeah.
No, I love
somebody
I love...
had somebody in the crowd had a sign that said, Billy, can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
And he stopped and he's like, oh, Darcy, you see that sign? What's that sign say? So Darcy reads it, says, Billy, can I ask you a question? And he goes, no. No, we don't take questions anymore. We used to take questions back in the old days. But now we don't let you ask them. And Darcy goes, back then we didn't answer them. But we did let you ask them. Now we don't even let you ask them.
Nice.
And that's their vibe.
That is 100% their vibe. Yes, 1,000.
Like, yep. You came to see me on stage. This isn't a crowd-driven show. Yeah,
this is not crowd participation. Oh.
There was other stuff. So if anybody was wondering, the back of the sign said, will you marry me? That was the question.
Oh.
This concert also had somebody from the Frogs there that came out and played a song with Billy. That was the first time I had ever heard of the Frogs. And I didn't hear of the Frogs again, Justin, until I met you.
Yeah. That's how I found the Frogs was through SP in like 90. Whatever it was. But so that would make sense, because in 98, 99, they're touring Adore, and the Frogs do some backup stuff on Adore. Actually, I think Dennis was on tour with them for a good portion of the Adore tour. So that would make sense to me. God, I miss the Frogs. So let me swing this to you specifically then, hon, because you've been to God knows how many Hanson concerts.
Yeah, I've lost count. There are Hanson fans that know every single concert. No, not me.
But it's a nutso show. Yeah, like the fans are pretty out of control.
Oh, Hanson fans are like hardcore. I mean, the Norva show, when they came to the Norva, I've never in my life, like, that was the worst show. I mean, when the band has to tell the fans to back up because the people in the front are being crushed.
It's
like, you know, because everybody's pushing forward, like, you're not gonna get to touch them. Stop pushing everybody forward. Plus the bar situation at the Norva, fact there's a bar like to the side, that just adds for interesting interactions with people. But no, never like a yelling. I mean, I don't think there's ever been like hecklers at Hanson. Most of the fans there do listen.
So they just accept the playlist that's been given them, the set list rather.
Yes. Yep. I've never, that I can recall, like, heard a fan yelling out a request. And then even in that respect, they do a lot of storytelling. Mm-hmm. On stage, and I don't think I can remember any hecklers like yelling or interrupting during a storytelling. there's a lot of ridiculous behavior, like screaming really loud and freaking out and pushing and shoving and things of that nature. But I don't think they've ever interrupted or yelled out or anything like that in the show.
So, Jody, I'm sure, I mean, you brought up the Cyndi Lauper instance. Were there instances similar or even just a ridiculous concert story that you have?
Ridiculous concert.
Like fan behavior, like fans being idiots or...
Well, I mean, are we not going to count the required, there was a concert at the beach and so someone took her top off?
I mean, that's kind of goes without saying, unfortunately.
Yeah, because every single time that I saw Fighting Gravity play anywhere near the oceanfront, at least one person took their top off and threw it at the stage.
Oh, my Lord.
Sounds like a party.
That's just...
But then, you know, I'd throw my top off at McGee, too, so what am I going to say? honestly, no. I mean, because... Really, for the most part, the stuff that I go to, the fans generally tend to be respectful people. I mean, hell, I was a little surprised that the Marilyn Manson show that I went to turned out as well as it did, considering that the number one venue's sound system went to shit like it always does. you know. Sorry, Norva, you suck.
There you have it, some concert stories for you. You want to hear the rest of that episode? It is up on the Patreon, patreon.com/ohhijustin. It's After the Fact number 50. And if you'd like to hear our discussion on Tori Amos, it comes out on Thursday. Deprogrammed is available on all podcast platforms. Subscribe, rate, comment, and share.